police in my office. And just this week, I had the chief of police in my office talking to me because I made reference to the homeless encampment. And he came in and told me about stabbings, violence, theft. This is something that my city council has condoned, endorsed, encouraged. And I'm all for it, but you gotta have some rules that go with it. You can't just let people run amok down there.
I can tell you that it's not about homelessness and giving to those folks and figuring out solutions for them. It is about that. But I've watched my friends and family members be harassed by increasing aggressive homelessness, the homeless population over the last couple of months. And it's an issue in our community that we have to address, right? Including this past weekend when a homeless man threatened and pulled out a machete on private property in East Hill in front of my grandchildren.
So you can hear two different Pensacola citizens there. That was at the town hall with Grover Robinson the other night, Eric Blay. The previous one was during the Pensacola City Council meeting. It was Dan Lindemann raising concerns about aggression and violence in the homeless camp around the vicinity. You know, we had a fairly well-known Pensacola citizen, prominent citizen, whose girlfriend was attacked last week by a homeless person. Basically, just is awful. But I don't know, because I'm not the police, is why I ask the police, how common, or is it more, or is it just, you know, we're having a couple more of these things, and so it's a little bit more in people's mind. Joining us now a little early today, because I'm going to be at Leadership Santa Rosa, but we wanted to make sure to connect with Mike Wood. He is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, from your perspective as PPD, are we seeing an uptick? And I guess there's really two different questions. One is there an increase in violent incidents involving homeless people in general? And is there particularly a problem at the homeless camp underneath I-110?
As far as the problem underneath the interstate goes, we do answer calls there often. And I've heard that, you know, that there's rapes and murders and things going on in that camp, and that's simply not the case. There have been fights, there have been thefts, there has been drug use, and we have officers there every day walking that area, driving around that area, and paying a lot of attention to it. So it is taking some resources to go over there and to keep the peace in that area. So, you know, when the more you have, you know, when you're talking about homeless, the more you have, of course, the incidents are going to go up. I just don't know as far as outside of the camp, problems are going to be there. We've always had that issue. So inside the camp, to answer your question, yes, we do spend a lot of time over there, but not super violent crimes such as homicides and rapes and things like that. We haven't seen that, or they have not been reported to us. Especially, you know, there hasn't been any homicides over there for sure.
Okay, so inside the camp, there is an increased need for police presence as a response to calls, but they're what I might call lower level criminal behavior as opposed to the kind of horrible things that people might hear or tell about. And then as far as outside, doesn't sound like you're saying there's any particularly high statistical increase in incidents with homelessness or with homeless folks, although there might be particular cases. There's no pattern or trend or anything like that. Is that an accurate summary?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. There are cases, but as far as a trend or a huge uptick outside the camp, I haven't seen that, or we haven't seen that.
All right, fair enough. And again, we always say this, but I still want to make sure we always say this. Homeless individuals are a wide range of people, and it's kind of a weird category to say, well, homeless caused this, because some of them are extraordinarily troubled individuals. Some of them are just people who had some really bad luck, and they would otherwise be you but for that bad luck. So, make sure that understand the distinction between those two things. It's not blame all homeless for the problems that you're having in this one particular place. You guys had a really just a terrible incident happen this week that it was by no means your fault, but it happened on basically your front porch at the PPD headquarters, right?
Yeah, we got a call, a 911 call, that there was an individual in the parking lot. He called himself and said that he intended to harm himself, and it happened in the front parking lot of the police department, so we were on the scene instantly, obviously. And the individual yelled something out the window, and I'm not sure what that was, and then he ended up firing a shot out the window, out the driver's window. We don't believe that shot struck anything. And then a short time later, he fired another shot that took his life. Hmm.
And I saw, I mean, this has got to be a very, I know dealing with these things is something that you deal with, but having this happen right there basically at PPD has got to be frustrating, because you like to believe if we can just get to people, we can help them. And in this case, you were right there basically. I mean, you were as there as you could be with an incident, and there was nothing you could do, right?
Yeah, you know, we respond to incidents every day where people are threatening to harm themselves. And our officers are trained in that. There's plenty of resources in Pensacola. We will get them help immediately. You know, there's always the suicide hotline that folks can call if they're having issues. And they're at a very, very low time in their lives when they do something like this. And we just ask that they give us a chance to help them as well. And unfortunately, that day, it ended like it did. We're glad that there were no other civilians in the parking lot at the time, because that parking lot usually has a lot of people in it at times. And that day it did not, so we were fortunate there.
Yeah, most definitely. One thing about this incident that I did have it struck me as odd, and maybe there's some easy explanation. I assume there is. I noticed on the report that it was the Escambia County Sheriff's Office SWAT team that responded to this. And again, for people who don't know, SWAT is there primarily to negotiate and wait and get people safely out of whatever the situation is, as opposed to coming in all Rambo style. That's not their goal. But I was just curious why it was Escambia County Sheriff's SWAT that responded rather than PPD's SWAT team.
Well, it was, and our SWAT team was immediately on scene. In fact, our commander was there right as it unfolded. Now, Escambia County Sheriff's Office SWAT did also respond with their armored vehicle that we needed. It's called a Bearcat, and we needed that vehicle in order to approach the car to make sure that the individual wasn't posing any further danger and there wasn't any booby traps in the car. So they were gracious enough to supply us with their personnel and that Bearcat.
Makes perfect sense. So it was really both, not the opposite, not one or the other. And as you say, bringing the armed personnel vehicle in to allow safety from gunshot possibly is, you know, that's part of the advantage of having that surplus military stuff. One of the other things I wanted to ask you about, Mike, and again, you know, obviously great cooperation between the two agencies. One of the other things that I wanted to ask you about is accreditation, which is coming up. You guys are going to be working on that, what, in December? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And part of the accreditation is going to be input from the public if they have any praise or concerns or anything like that. That's all part of the process, right?
Yeah, that is. And we have inspectors come in that are going to be doing their jobs to make sure that we're in compliance. And, you know, it's actually something that we do look forward to, because we want to be in compliance. We're proud to hold accreditation, as is many departments around the country. So actually, it's something that we do look forward to, and we want the input from citizens.
And then one of the last things I wanted to ask you about is Escambia County Sheriff this week had a very unusual incident. And it seems like, you know, we often talk about how the unexpected is sometimes the most difficult to deal with. They were doing a warrant service. They were looking for somebody. And in the process of talking to somebody who was not a suspect, this person pulls out a gun and gets into a gunfight with the deputy, who returns fire and kills him. But in the process, the deputy got shot in the leg and is, you know, going to be okay. But still, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that is just unexpected and can happen. And I'm sure, you know, it's troubling when such a close partner agency winds up having somebody shot.
Yeah, you know, our thoughts are with the deputy and the sheriff's office. When something like that happens, our stomachs just drop, and we're glad that he's going to be okay. But, you know, it goes to show that when we're out with people and we're trying to get our jobs done, and then others are in the area, are close, or end up interfering in the arrest, they wonder why we are so adamant, so you know, to make them get back, to get away. And that, you know, now we have to concentrate on them as well. And apparently that's what happened that night. Someone else got involved and decided to introduce a firearm, and then, you know, what happens from that point on is on him. So yeah, it's a very dangerous situation. We not have to only watch the person that we're speaking with, but everybody that's in close proximity.
And you know, most people who are decent, ordinary citizens, you know that you're a decent, ordinary citizen. And so you assume that the cops know that, too. I know that one of the things I most vividly learned this, I was at the Town and Country Mall one time, and I pulled up on a sheriff's deputy. I was just going to say hi. Well, I have a Civic with dark windows. And I pull up, and, you know, I get out of my car, and he's like, sir, if you want to come talk to us like this in the future, can you just do me a favor and either roll your window down or maybe park the car a little ways off or something, because I can't tell who you are and here you pop up out of the tinted windows car, you know? And like, well, I know I'm not a danger, but they don't know that and you don't know that, and so you have to treat everybody like they could be a problem, right?
Yeah, and that's exactly how we're trained. And, you know, sometimes that can come off as offensive to the person, to the citizen, and we don't mean it to be that way. We just have to be extra careful when we're approached by people that we don't know.
Absolutely. We always do a myth or a rumor or an idea that happens to be true or false about police. You got one for me this week?
Yeah, and it's that police officers aren't supposed to be scared. And, you know, I don't like to use that word. Officers are highly trained in what we do going into dangerous situations. And it's not the fact that they're scared, that just they've got to use their training. They've got to be very careful, and they have to look around, understand what's going on around them. And it's because of that training that they're comfortable going in. They know what they're doing. If you think for a second about having no training and having to deal with somebody that's armed, that's highly agitated, your average person is going to be worried. You might use the word scared, but officers are trained on that situation. They fall back and rely on their training and get the job done. So, you know, I would the adrenaline is pumping. I do have to tell you that, but they rely on their training. They are professionals and they handle those situations.
Very good. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Thanks so much for the time as always, sir. Have a safe day, and we appreciate the work.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.